This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome in. Here we are again. How are we looking out there? So glad you could join us. Look who we have here today. It's the dreamy Tommy Thrall.
Hear that? That's what it sounds like when you're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
That is not true.
It's great to be here.
He's the voice of the Reds.
Appreciate you having me on, Jimmy.
Yeah. What do you got there? A little ice?
Yeah, ice with a little splash of ginger ale.
There you go. Got to have some beverages for this project.
And, you know, some of Kentucky's finest product.
For the record, just so people know, it's Saturday night. What's the date? 13? It's 513 day.
It is.
It's 513. Just so you know, we're on the road. We're in a hotel room, so we're not driving.
Just finished dinner, in fact.
We did. You know, we could let people on the inside of what goes on the road. We had a day game today, which, by the way, we should talk about because it was unbelievable.
Wild. That was one of the wildest games.
Yeah.
When you factor in all the circumstances, yeah. Crazy game.
I'm going to need you to get a little closer to that mic.
Closer?
You're our broadcast professional.
Well, yeah. We use these things for a living, but.
We want those pipes to be in full effect.
You know, there you go. Is that better?
I don't quite have those pipes, but how about your headphone level? You good on that?
I'm good on those, yeah. No, I can hear myself loud and clear.
All right.
I don't even have to turn my hearing aids up.
Is this is the room heating up because it was an igloo?
Well, that's why I had to pour a cocktail and warm myself up. Came in here, I didn't realize I needed a parka.
Just so people would know, we are totally different in this regard in that I need to sleep when my room's got to be cold. Like if it's hot, there's no sleeping going on. You, on the other hand, as you tell me. What do you set your thermostat at?
In the hotel room? It's usually about 72.
Oh,
at home right now. So I left. I haven't turned the air on yet back at home in Cincinnati. I have been sleeping with the windows open, so it gets cool at night.
Yeah.
So there's been times I've woken up, checked the thermostat, and it says 65 degrees, which that's a little frosty for my taste.
That is perfect sleeping weather right there.
A little frosty for my taste.
That's not.
Keeps me in bed just a little bit longer.
Me and your broadcast partner are very much alike, Brantley, where he has to sleep in an igloo as well, he tells me. So, yeah.
But, you know, this room feeling good.
It's a little cold here for you. Hopefully, we turned off the AC.
I know,
though,
that was nice.
Trying to accommodate you for this emergency podcast. And by the way.
Does that say 63 degrees?
No, it says 63, but it's actually going to go down to 60 when you leave.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what you need these thick comforters for.
They don't have enough blankets for 63 degrees.
Oh, no.
In any hotel room, anywhere.
It's got to be cold, man. If you look up the studies of what are the optimum temperatures for a human to sleep, I'm right in there.
Yeah, good for you. You know what? I tend to sleep just fine at about 72 degrees.
Just so you know, we're double recording today.
Are we? Oh, good. That's gives me peace of mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
you've been known to screw that up.
Well, yeah, you kind of threw me under the bus on that. I'm over 50,000 watts of radio across the Reds radio network and the World Wide Web.
You did.
When I had to fill in for Cowboy, which, by the way, I'll apologize again. I'm just a fill-in guy, people. Easy.
That was great. We always have a good time. I mean, we have fun doing the podcast. We have fun doing games. It's great. I enjoy it.
But last year, I did a podcast with Cowboy and Tommy together, which was very good, by the way. Check it out in the archives.
Oh, you should have heard the first one, though. It was a thing of beauty. The world will never know just how good that was for internet radio. internet recorded radio.
Once in a while, if you do this long enough, you're going to screw up. And got to the end of the podcast and realized, oh, the disc is, it's not good. It just completely ate that.
It was completely corrupted, right?
Yes.
I mean, there was nothing you could do.
It was completely corrupted, and I had to throw it out. Yeah. There were other stuff on there as well. It was not the only thing I lost. But, and I had to go with my tail between my legs and say, guys, podcast we did is like an hour.
Good news is, though, we were...
Can we do it again?
We were in Cleveland, so there wasn't a whole lot else to do.
That's right. We were in Cleveland.
Yeah.
So, wow, you and Brantley must just be the hotel room podcast guys.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Well, we weren't. The first one, we were in a nice, big, spacious room at Great American Ballpark. Had plenty of elbow room.
I am so, so sorry. But we're double recording today.
Good. I'm glad.
So, yeah, we went to dinner. And that's what normally we do. It was a day game, Saturday day game. So we have rare Saturday evening night off, I should say. Even the 4:10 games kill you with your night a lot of times.
Right, yeah.
But on the road, we tend to go out to dinner together, the broadcasters, because we actually like each other.
Yeah, we get along.
Sort of.
We're all friends. Yeah,
it doesn't always happen in the business.
No, we're lucky to have that. That's always been really special.
What was that, officially an Italian place?
I believe it was, yeah. Well, they had a lot of pasta on the menu, so I think
they did.
And that burrata.
Had some steaks. You had a steak?
I did.
Yeah.
Which I don't usually get a steak in an Italian restaurant, but felt like the pasta would have been a few too many carbs. And I haven't worked
out. Like that bothers me. I had lasagna bolognese.
It looked unbelievable,
it
too.
It was very good.
Great. No, yeah, I almost did. I almost skipped out on dinner tonight, though. Because if there's one thing I enjoy doing more than eating, it's going to the beach. And we don't have a lot of time to actually go to the beach. We don't stay at the beach here in Miami. We stay in a very nice neighborhood, but it's not at the beach. So I thought, well, day game. Got back to the hotel around 5. I thought, well, I could probably get a ride over to the beach.
Not too far.
Post up in the sand for, you know, an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours maybe, before the sun goes down. And just kind of lone wolf it over on the beach and maybe find some food over there. And then I just decided, nah, the good sun was already done for the day. And
I was sparing the people of blinding them with my paleness going to the beach.
That's the other thing. I do not have a very good Miami beach body. I wouldn't fit in very well here.
I mean, ripped like me?
Yeah. Yeah. Not the same. Yeah.
Not really. So we went to dinner with, it was me, you, Brantley, Sadak, and we had to call Brantley.
We really should.
The cowboy likes to retire to his room, and what time we got? You think he's...
I bet he's watching. He's either on the phone or he's watching a game right now. Because at the time of this recording, the Brewers are playing the Royals. The Pirates are playing the Orioles, and if both of those teams lose, the Reds are only 3 games back.
How about that? Place. How about that?
So,
as we record this, we don't know what's going to happen on Sunday, people.
No idea.
Or we don't know what's going to happen at the end of those games.
Yeah, by the time you listen to this, who knows what may be. The Reds might be in first place by the time you're getting around to listening to this.
Yeah, could also go south, and we hope that doesn't happen. You never know. Let's see. He would be under B. Is he going to get mad at me, by the way, for doing this?
I mean,
we'll warn him that...
we could always edit it.
I tend to try not to edit these.
That's good.
It's free for all. Let's see if I can dial this thing up with this equipment here. If he comes in here.
Are you going to try to get him to come in here?
No, I'm going to just get him on the phone. Uh-oh. I think he answered, but it's not coming through.
No, that's what we call technical difficulties.
Oh, he's calling.
Jeff Brantley.
Oh, I heard that.
Did you hear my male version of Siri? Here we go. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I just called you.
Hello, welcome into the Gym Day podcast. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah.
You are live on the podcast, though, because we want to warn you about
that. As live as a live podcast can be.
Oops. That's not good.
Live to record.
Yeah.
How are we doing? We're just checking in. We just went to dinner, and we're just making sure you're okay.
I'm good. I'm about to pass out, but I'm good.
Well, that was going to be my question. I said, well, he's probably either on the phone or he is watching very closely what is happening with the Royals Brewers game or the Orioles Pirates game. I figured you would be glued to those games.
There is no chance I'm watching baseball.
What are you going to watch? Because you like, when we're on the plane, it is normally, if it's something that involves a lot of
getting... I like brain dead movies. That's what I like.
Yeah, I see a lot of them on the plane.
But what about series? I feel like you've been getting into some series a little bit more here lately.
Yeah, I like Yellowstone. I'm sad that it's kind of come to an end. My wife doesn't like Blacklist, so I have to watch that on the plane because it's a little.
Wow, you guys are like two peas in a pod right here. That's what Tommy was watching.
That's not even planned, by the way.
No,
that is completely independent of each other. I had no idea he was watching.
That is completely random because he was just watching Blacklist on the flight here.
I'm on episode 3, I might add. So I'm very,
very.
I just kind of just watch those nonstop until it comes to an end.
You know, I felt like you didn't spend enough time with Tommy, that you just needed a little more of him tonight.
What do you think? I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
I know you probably had enough of me, but you appreciate it. We just want to check in, see if you're okay. If you've gone to bed yet.
All good. I'm about to turn on the TV and call my wife.
All right, I do have one thing to ask you before we let you go. These rooms that we have here at the hotel in Miami have great views. I was curious if you had the windows all the way opened up so could appreciate the view.
Oh, no, caved up. Caved up.
I wouldn't even know what the view looked like here. Is it good?
That's not bad. We got
All I know is my view does not include sunshine.
We're like... In many ways, but there are also some ways we are very different.
Well, Cowboy and I are like, when you figure out ways that you can get the curtains or whatever to cave it up so not one shred of light comes through.
I think Cowboy hires a seamstress on the road to come and and sew the curtains closed.
You guys know how I like my room. I like it dark, and I like to be able to put my Coke on my side table, and where it's so cold in the room, it's still sweating when I wake up.
Yes.
Okay. So you, what temperature you've got going on right now in there?
As low as it will get. That's the first thing I do when I get to the room is I hit the down button until it won't go any further.
60.
Would go down to 50, I would have it on 50.
I walked into Jim's room and I could see my breath.
No, not true. But it feels good.
I had to go back to my room and get a coat.
It's 85 degrees and humid outside. It's got to be cool in here. I'm going to be sleeping later, so.
Cowboy, we'll let you get back to watching some
baseball
and calling your wife, so.
Yeah. Well, calling my wife is that's my top priority right now.
Thank you for
so you guys will have to take a close second.
Hey. By the way, I got to ask you, cuz I'm going to ask Tommy about this because you're a former closer. How about Diaz today?
Tremendous. Tremendous. You know what? I think for him, that's one of those times that you build extreme confidence because you don't know that you can pitch out of those spots until you actually do it. And I think now the next time he's presented with a bases loaded issue and he's got one out, he'll be as calm as a cucumber and he'll get the job done. I mean, every time that you get in those pressure packed situations, it just makes you a better pitcher.
Cowboy, what does that do for his manager when he gets into trouble in the future as well?
I don't know that the manager feels a whole lot better about it. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I've had plenty of managers kick trash cans over while I was out there. But, you know, as long as you get out of it, they're patting you on the back at the end of the game.
Heck yeah, but he did something.
That doesn't make him real happy, though.
Yeah, he didn't want to leave him out there. He had a lot of pitches, but you know what? When the player tells you, I got this, and the entire infield on the mound tells you, he's telling you he's got this, and we believe he's got this, that you go on with it.
There you go. And he had it.
Yep, he sure did. All right, Cowboy, thank you for chiming in.
All right, boys, have a good night.
All right, enjoy that igloo.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, sir. Can we get a yes, sir, over that one?
I think he's gone. I think he lost him.
No, I gave him a yes sir myself. Oh, by the way, again, we're recording this Saturday night. 5-1-3, in which Alexis Diaz came into the game today, in which Lega Mina got hurt, and then what was it, one out in the eighth?
One out in the eighth. I think the idea was that Lega Mina would go the eighth, yeah, and then you'd have Diaz for the ninth inning. And then
correct.
That changed.
Didn't work out that way, and then it got a little hairy there in the ninth. I mean, there was a a double in there, a walk, what, two or three walks?
There were three walks, three one walks, hit.
One hit, bases juiced, and he got out of it.
And when
it
you,
was awesome.
When you look at that game, I think what stood out, first Diaz really stepping up. You know, he had that game earlier in the year in Philadelphia where David tried to go two innings with him. This, to me, helps him be able to do that in the future.
Yeah.
I think that's big time for him. And for this team, because there are going to be times where you need Diaz to be able to do that. Today being a perfect example of that. He did have a little wiggle room with the two-run lead, but the other factor is he was really the last pitcher available today. Ben Lively was sent out to the bullpen as an absolute emergency
backup.
Well,
Alex Young was warmed up, and he thought about bringing him in, but he didn't.
You know, he's thrown a lot lately.
A lot.
And I don't
think... The whole bullpen's thrown a lot.
A lot.
It's going to catch up to him. They need to calm that down.
Yeah.
They've been great, though. You look at the numbers, they're
among the best bullpens in baseball
yes,
right now.
Which
it's remarkable.
Much maligned when people that that aren't following every day closely are like, that bullpen's not good. Well, they've been pretty good.
It's a tough chore because you get blamed when the bullpen loses a game.
Yeah.
Especially games, you know, like today. There wasn't a lot of room for error.
Yeah.
But the last month or so, I think the bullpen has been outstanding. They have given you everything you could ask for and then some. And I think at some point you are going to need more mileage out of your starters. There's no doubt about that. And Jeff and I were talking about this maybe a week ago. It's not a situation really where David is going to the bullpen too early. He's going to the bullpen when he has to. It's not like he's got a short leash on these starters. It's just they aren't getting deep into games right now.
Yeah.
And he'd like to get them deeper into games. So we'll see that at some point. But I think that's going to be another big step for these young pitchers. They were able to do it last year. They just haven't been able to do it on a consistent basis yet this year.
Right. Oh, absolutely. It was fun to watch. And who knows where it goes from here. But it is, if anything else, this team competes, doesn't give up, and we've probably overused the gritty word so far, you know, but the players are the ones that have said that, and we've accentuated it, but they are.
That's what they are. I mean,
yeah,
if they have the
most wins after trailing after seven innings, I think, in all of baseball.
Yeah, and that's the thing about this team. That's their identity. Yeah. I mean, they're gritty. They take the extra base a lot.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when you look at the games where they have a stolen base or two, where somebody does take an extra base, the hustle is there, it seems like more often than not in those games, those are games they're winning, which is – it's kind of cool, you know? I mean, because not every game do you have that opportunity to take the extra base. And sometimes those situations don't present themselves, but it seems like when they do, everybody just elevates their game and they feed off of that. It has just been so fun to watch.
Yeah. It was a fun day because there was some buzz going on in Cincinnati and on social media for these City Connect reveals.
In fact, I got a jersey right here.
Yeah. And they look great.
Check them out. I mean, black is hard to pull off. Seriously. It's hard to do right, but, and this one's, look at this, is Larkin's.
Oh.
Look at Larkin.
Does he know you have that?
He does. I showed it. I displayed it on the air today, and I said, I'll deliver it to the booth. He's like, nah, I'm good. I don't know if you know this or not. I could sense what he was basically saying. I don't know if you know this or not, but I got a lot of Larkin jerseys. I'm Barry Larkin.
Right. He does have a couple of those. That's a pretty good one, though.
It is. And they're selling those in the team shop, the actual Larkin ones with number 11, which is my favorite number, by the way.
We're going to see that on eBay soon, is what you're telling me? the jersey.
No, I'm giving it to him tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right.
I got Welsh's too over there. He's got one with number 45, the crafty left-hander, Chris Welsh.
Now, those turned out really, really sharp.
I mean, they are good.
I think the overwhelming response to those has been incredibly positive, which I was really happy to see.
Yeah.
The caps are cool a little bit. It's neat because it's a modern twist on a throwback look in a way. I think it was the 1919 caps that were white, had the red C with the stripe around the base of the crown.
And this organization has done a lot of, you know, relishing the history. Why not? It's a tremendous past.
It should.
But these are looking forward.
Mm-hmm.
And to give you an example, in fact, Cowboy talked about this at dinner. His son, he was out with, what he said, about five, a group of five people. His son is in high school. And they loved, he sent them pictures of these unis, and they all loved them. They all raved about it. So that's kind of what they have in mind.
Yeah, I think my friends that are scattered throughout the country, they love them.
Some of these City Connects you look at and like, I don't know.
I mentioned that on the air today, that there's a lot of them. I feel like there's a lot of them that haven't necessarily been popular outside of that team city.
Yeah.
But within the city, the people really like them.
Yeah.
But these are popular.
Yeah,
these were
getting some run elsewhere. Other broadcasts were showing them. Other broadcasters or those people in baseball, prominent in baseball.
And completely different than anything the Reds have or have had in the past. They nailed it.
Yeah.
They really
did. And they're a different material. In fact, it's lighter. And you're probably going to see this material going forward with Nike doing these, the kind of the lighter jerseys. Although they say the ones that have worn them, and that I think Casale told me, is the pants don't stretch as much. For a catcher, that might be a little problem.
That's a little tough.
Might have to go up one size.
Oh, boy.
And they're going to be worn on Friday home games. So hopefully when the sun's still shining at 6:40 or 7:10 or whatever it is, on an August night. Going to be a little hot, but you know
warm,
what? It's hot regardless. So, but I think they hit a home run, man.
No, I do too. I think they nailed it.
I love the C. It's different. It's just different.
The five lines that are used throughout, really cool. It's a neat look, and really, really glad to see so much positive response for that.
Yeah.
And it's cool. And hopefully the team can keep playing some really good baseball and some exciting baseball. And that's the thing, though. This team, I'm very excited about this group. I'm very excited about this team.
This
because
is good. Why not?
I keep thinking about where they're at right now. And I think in a way they're kind of treading water. We're about to see at some point this season, I think we will see the next wave that is going to take this team from where they're at now and elevate them even more. And there are some fun young players that are on the way.
Oh.
And the fans are going to absolutely, many of them already have, but they are going to absolutely fall in love with these young guys that are on their way that will help elevate this team to another level. And that's what's going to make, once we really get into the summer months and these guys start to get here, it is going to be really, really fun. And it's going to be a great time to be a Reds fan.
We will talk more with the dreamy Tommy Thoreau right after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You hate when I call you the dreamy Tommy Thrall, don't you?
Trust me, there's worse things to be called. There's no
Believe
doubt
me,
about
I know.
That.
I get called it a lot. a lot of things. I take a lot of abuse. But it's all good there, too. I want to talk to you about, I talked to Sadak about this, the new rules. And the series that I did do with you in Pittsburgh, I found it very difficult. Well, it's very difficult for me anyways. I don't do it very often, so it's a really hard gig. But the pitch clock, man, it's going so fast in a radio. It's just nuts and bolts. You've got to obviously describe what's going on. So it's had to have been a tough adjustment in that regard.
I get that. I feel weird saying that I don't feel like it has been. And I don't know why that feels weird to me. I think because it maybe should, and I guess it's more of just going with the flow of it. It is what it is. We go with it and describe the action. The one thing that I've noticed, when you have a little background on a player, it could be a quick story, very short, but it might take the entire at bat, as opposed to just something you can interject in between a couple of pitches. And that's one thing that I've really noticed. And so that's something that's been different. It's a little bit easier, I think, to get repetitive and monotonous also, just because
I am the king of that when I'm going.
It's tough.
You got to have a wide vocabulary, which I know happens when you do a bunch of games. You do years of games. You're years into the career now.
And to
expand the vocabulary is certainly what I need to do when I'm doing it.
Well, I think that's something that's one of the hardest things, I think, to do. But you get that by listening to other guys. And sometimes it's something where you might think of something completely off the grid, and it might trigger, you know what? I'm going to use that to describe this situation. And it might have nothing to do with baseball, but it's just another way that I'll say halftime at times in the middle of the fifth, because I used to, and a lot of times I still will, we're halfway through it. Why not just call it halftime? I mean, there's no halftime in baseball, but it's just a fun way to pull something else from something that's completely unrelated to baseball and bring it in, because it still signifies basically the same thing. You're at the midway point of the game. And I think you can do that with a lot of different aspects of the game. You can do that with pitches. You can do that with a ball being put in play. You can describe a fielder going after a ball in just a myriad of different ways, but sometimes you get a little creative, and that's part of the fun of it too. But it is, I think, going back to the original question, when the game is moving so quickly, I think it's easier to fall into that trap of getting repetitive. But working in the stories and bouncing off.
That's
Jeff.
The hardest part, because I'm a story guy on the
right,
TV
well,
side.
Well, I think that's really important. And I found myself now that we're a month and a half into the season, I find myself not working in as many stories and working in the background on players as much as I'd like to.
Right.
So it's something that now that we're kind of getting used to the pace of play a little bit more, I'm trying to do that a little bit better. But I guess I didn't notice it a ton, because it's kind of like doing a Wade Miley game every night.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a lot like doing a Wade Miley start every night.
I wouldn't trade this for the world. I think, because obviously the games are shorter, and that's for us that do every game, it's a game changer. But style of play, I mean, it's just a better brand of baseball.
Way better.
I will argue with anyone that says that it's not.
And I'd be curious to know if we see attendance numbers start to creep up across the game. Because to me, and I said this a lot during spring training, anytime anybody'd ask about it, if people would ask and they were skeptical of it, because one of the things we all love about baseball, there's no clock on the game.
Yeah.
And I trust me, I love that as much as anybody. But when the game, you find yourself sitting there watching a game, you're in the stands, you're watching the game, you're just kind of scrolling through your phone, and then every once in a while you might check up and look at a pitch, and then you're back to your phone. There's no time to really do that now. It does such a great job of keeping your attention better than it has in the past, and in this day and age where we're easily distracted as a society, and it we all are. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Yep.
It really improves the quality. I think you pay more attention to it. And the thing that I keep telling people, and this is a long-winded way of getting to what I was saying before, it's going to do for baseball, I think, in the end, what the home run chase did in the 90s.
Boy, I hope so. By the way, I just realized something. I think John Sadek is in the room over. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you know, you got the pipes, Tommy Thrall. I bet you he can hear every word of what we're saying right now.
That's probably a very real possibility. Yeah, there's a good chance.
Yeah, you know.
Are you going to call him now?
I might. Let's see what he's doing. What do you think he's doing? He travels a game system.
Is he a PlayStation or Xbox guy?
He's PlayStation. I think he's PS5 guy. Oh, geez.
That was the wrong thing.
That was the... that's some music was playing. That was Thomas Rhett. You know him?
Oh, I do. I'm familiar with his work.
Being a very country music.
I used to be a country music DJ.
Connor. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, give me some right now.
You didn't know that?
No, give me some right now. Just you're leading into a Thomas Rhett song. What do we got?
Let's see.
Putting you on the spot. I love this.
Hold on. Let me think.
Do you have the FM DJ voice?
No, it's just like, you know, like, it's just, but here's the thing.
We've got 12 in a row. It's coming up right after this.
It's just like when I do a baseball game. I don't think I sound a lot different when I do a baseball
game.
That's good. And it's the same when I was DJing. You know, that's, I need a Thomas Rhett song. I'm terrible at this off the
All right, give me
cup.
Any song. It doesn't matter. Who's your guy?
Well, there was one where, you know, that was Thomas Rhett with Luke Combs before that, and here's Swifty. And then boom, you hopefully it's a short intro, and then right into like a Taylor Swift song.
So you didn't have to hit the post or anything?
That would be something if it was really like a quick intro. You just boom, here's Swifty. Uh-huh. That was one that I...
Swifty?
So...
Are you tight with her?
Well, here's the deal. So that was kind of a play on this. There was a dog track in Pensacola, because that's where it was one of the most popular stations in Pensacola. And the dog track had this rabbit that the dogs would chase.
Yes.
And this guy, he had to smoke 10 packs a day. He had this really grovelly voice, and that's how he would start the race. Here comes Swifty. And so I thought, I'm working that in next time I play a Taylor Swift song.
Swifty.
And then so I did, yeah.
I thought maybe you were tight with her.
No, I've never met Taylor. She's grateful for that. Orioles won, by the way. They beat the Pirates.
What's up, Jimmy?
John Sadak, you are live on the Jim Day podcast.
Oh, hi. Is this phone a friend?
That's exactly what it is.
Tommy has, I've been quizzing Tommy. He needs to know what the period.
What's the game of choice right now?
Yeah.
My video game of choice?
Yeah, what are you playing right now? I assume you're playing a game right now.
Not right now. I'm actually doing a cameo request for a fan.
Oh.
But I do have the PlayStation fired up.
We interrupted.
So you're doing a cameo for a fan. Are you get?
Jim and I do a cameo in your cameo?
Yeah.
I mean, is that gonna set the cameo access or off its axis?
It's very meta.
Yeah, but is this fan paying for this? That would be, we'd have to refund the money if that. Is someone paying for this?
The money goes to good causes.
Oh, that's
yes.
good. That's good.
Yeah.
How much are you charging?
Good cause, like lining your pockets.
it's usually something like, I think it's $25 or $15,
and it goes to like charity or something. That's good.
Yeah, like I'm John Sadak, Jim Day. I mean, I'm not Jim Day.
That's a good point.
I can't charge the big money. Well,
yeah. I would have to pay people to get a cameo. Hey, by the way, I'll send you a cameo. I'll also send you $25. Hey, you're the room,
but a Jedi survivor. Is the game that I'm playing right now.
What was that? Excuse me?
Jedi Survivor is the game that I'm into currently. I just got it.
That'll be a Star Wars game.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Yes. Tommy's not familiar with Star Wars, like even a little bit.
I haven't got it. Nope.
You're the room over. Can you hear us through the wall?
I cannot.
Wow.
I figured he had a glass to the wall with his ear to the glass.
Making sure we didn't say anything bad. So were you actually recording the cameo and this call interrupted it? So you've got to do take two?
I'm actually writing a small script.
What?
There was a request for it to be personalized. So I want to put some thought into it and make it fun for the person.
That is outstanding. Good for you.
It's very nice. So that's on the docket. You got you're going to do the cameo and then you're going to play the PlayStation? Is that what's on?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You know, we all lead an exciting life on Saturday nights.
Yeah, yeah. The when we're back in Cincinnati, then I'll also have Zelda Tears of the Kingdom for Switch. But I got a physical copy of the game that's currently sitting at my house.
John, based on your incident that you had with the Taylor Swift running accident, I'm going to assume that you were never a Wii guy.
I did not have the Wii. No, I liked Wii. I would play it at other people's houses, but there was a gap of a generation of gaming where I didn't game as much.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe for your own safety, it would be best if you maybe didn't partake in the Wii activities.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's anything moving is usually bad. Yeah.
By the way, you owe him one for that over these public airwaves. Calling you out like that, throwing you under the bus is just terrible.
Oh, I still listen to T-Swift all the time, though.
I would hope so.
She's often my running accompaniment.
Well, that's good.
Really? Do you call her Swifty like Tommy does?
Swifty. Well, a Swifty is a person who's really into Taylor Swift.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Swifties are like the
He's dialed
Swift
it. He's dialed into pop culture. He knows.
Way better than I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're way hip, way more hip than people think.
Do you know which Cincinnati Red has seen Taylor Swift in concert this year?
Yeah.
Votto.
Oh, I was going to say TJ Antone.
Antone did too.
Oh, TJ did as well. I didn't realize that. I knew Votto.
Yeah. Yep. I got no invite. Nothing. Crickets.
What, had you expressed interest in Taylor? If you have announced yourself as a Swiftie, maybe you would have gotten invited.
That's right. I got crickets. I did not. I did not.
I didn't know you were a big Taylor Swift fan.
I am not a... she's very talented.
Extremely.
But I am not a non-fan, by the way. She's anyone that writes their own songs and plays instruments, you're right in my wheelhouse. Because there's too many artists or bands that are not necessarily playing instruments anymore, and they're having the computer augment their voice, and they're not writing their own songs. So anyone that does that, A+ talented in my book.
Do you need a hand down off your soapbox?
No. Okay. I'm good.
Just making sure. Good. Didn't want you to trip. As you.
All right, John, down. We're not going to hold you up.
Yeah, enjoy your cameo. I'm impressed.
If you need Tommy to come over and make a cameo during your cameo, just knock on the wall, we'll hear you. We're right next
door. I'll just come knock on your door, and you'll be waiting for me.
There you go.
Jim gets that one, at least.
No, that was good. I like that.
I do.
That
was good.
At least you didn't go, knock three times on the ceiling.
Well, that's where I was going to go, but...
No. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. And enjoy your evening.
Enjoy it, boys.
Thanks for answering.
Of course.
Back-to-back weeks, by the way. Sadak.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you're 2 for 2 on getting people to answer. Let's see who else we can get.
Clubhouse.
Let's call Herb Street.
I don't think
Come on, call him up. No. Let's go.
I don't think I should call Herbie.
See if we can go 3 for 3.
No, Herbie probably wouldn't like me putting him right on the air. I wouldn't. Who knows? John, thank you very much. Godspeed, my friend.
And to you as well.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Thank you. Also a Star Wars reference.
I figured.
By the way. Right over your head.
Let's call Lark.
No. You know what? You never know who we're going to call. All right, we're back. This is the impromptu podcast. So we called Sadak. And we called Cowboy. They both answered. But I would like to... I should have played this game with Sadak, but we're going to do it with you. And we like to call this,
What's in Your Phone?
Great. Not a whole lot, actually.
No, there has to be. Come on now. Hmm. What is your screen lock?
Oh, my lock screen.
Yeah. Well, that too.
I don't even know. Hold on.
Should I call it lock screen or screen lock?
I think it's lock screen.
Are all the kids, what are the kids calling it?
That is a picture from St. Thomas looking across the water to St. John.
St. Thomas.
Yeah. I've been twice in the last 2 years.
Captain Hank, right?
Yeah, hung out with Captain Hank.
I was on a boat. I was trapped on a boat with the Brennemans for 5 days on that boat, that catamaran.
You also had the Welsh family with you as well, correct?
Yeah. If you can picture this, was like 50-foot catamaran. sailing around. So it was the Brennemans, and it was the Welshes, and it was the Days.
And
six of us, and Captain Hank.
Hank and Brenda. I feel for them.
Well, yeah.
That tells you all you need to know about Hank and
Brenda. What's
the guy
you took over for? What's They're his saints. Name? I always forget.
Francesca?
What's his name? Marty.
Oh, Marty.
Marty yes. Brady.
Yes.
By the way, people don't take me seriously. Someone wrote me. He's like, how can you not know who Marty Brenneman is? You keep saying, who's the guy that did it? I'm like, it's a joke.
Yeah.
Of course, I know I grew up like.
You grew up listening to him.
Oh, every night. Every night. So, yes, we were on that boat for 4 or 5 days. It was quite the experience.
It is.
And
a great experience.
We overcame Marty breaking the toilet.
That is a beautiful story. I don't know if it'll ever get told publicly, but
probably not. We'll just leave it right there. So that picture.
One of my all-time favorite stories.
People are going to be writing me. Oh, yeah. You got to tell that story.
No.
I'm going to have to get permission from Marty.
You're never going to get permission for that.
Well, the problem is when he gets revenge, that's the problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, you're better off without that.
Better off just leaving that one be right there. So what is the last song you listened to on your phone?
I was listening to music when you rang. Let me pull it up, see what it was. I don't have a whole lot of music downloaded. I do a lot of... It was Joe Nichols was the last thing to play on Margaritaville Radio from Pandora.
Wow. Very detailed right there. So you're a country music guy all the
way. One Particular Harbor was on before that.
Nice.
From Jimmy Buffett.
Very nice.
I'm not country all the way. I have... I told you I was a country DJ.
Yeah.
I have DJed Top 40. I have DJed oldies, classical. So four different, very different genres.
Very nice. What is your ringtone? I know a lot of people don't have one at all.
No, it's always on silent. Couldn't tell you what my ringtone is. If my phone, if it ended up not on silent... and it started ringing, I would have no idea it was my phone.
What are your favorite apps?
That's a great question. The MLB app, I use that a lot. Voice Record Pro, use that a lot.
Oh, those are so boring. Those are
I know.
Those are work ones.
They're all boring, though. Like I'm.
Yeah.
I don't do anything exciting. So I will tell you this, because this is more fun. I have Duolingo, and it's on my main page here because I was trying to learn Spanish.
Yeah.
And I was sailing along, doing okay, and then it kicked me out because I failed too many sessions. And I got locked out and said, try again tomorrow. And I said, no, the heck with this. You're a free app. I have failed out of a free app trying to better myself, and I have not opened it since. And I that was over a year ago. I wish that was an embellishment of what happened.
You failed out of...
I failed out of Duolingo.
That was for all the C&D students out there. God love you.
You should see my GPA.
I made it through. That was terrible. Hey, believe me, I'm right in there. I was... sort of like David Letterman. He went to Ball State, and they were going to name the broadcast wing or something after him. He said, only if I could put up a plaque that says, here's to all the 2-point students, because he was one of them.
Yeah.
And he said, otherwise I'm not giving you money.
No, I mean.
And he put it up there because my GPA not good either.
I joke about it all the time. We do trivia every game, and I'm like, this is like taking a one-question test. Every day, and I was terrible at tests because of this very the question could come up, and I could know it. I mean, I know without a shadow of a doubt that it's C, Tony Gwynn, and I'm gonna go. But I remember that one good year, maybe.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That was me on every test I ever took.
I don't know
what you mean.
I usually nail those the trivia set.
And the people that go to trivia and find joy in trivia nights, they must have loved taking tests as children.
I can handle the trivia nights. Those were okay. But if I turn on Jeopardy, I feel like the stupidest person on earth.
No.
Like, it's crazy bad. People. Like, those people are so smart.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed. All right. How many alarms do you have?
You had that question prepared.
Well, I asked TJ Friedel this, and I think it was, I can't remember, it was 20-something, 22
I was right up
maybe?
There with him, because remember we counted.
Yeah.
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 11, 12, 13,
oh
14,
goodness.
15, 16. We're only to 330, 17.
We're talking about a guy that has an alarm set for what he's supposed to
25.
Be on. 20, you beat TJ Friedel.
25.
You have 25 alarms? Now, what are they for? Now, one of them I know is it will be at dinner and it'll go off and like, oh, on the air, got to go.
Yeah, so I have a 5-minute.
Sets it for what he's supposed to be on. It'd be a problem if you're not there.
Well, I have an alarm that's ready for the bus to let me know when the bus is. I have an alarm for when the clubhouse opens. I have an alarm for when it's time to chat with David Bell.
You can't keep this. You can't just look at the clock and say, you know, I'm fine.
Do you know how many times I've shown up late for David Bell and drawn the ire of Rob Butcher? And the worst part is sometimes I have the alarm and I'm still late.
We don't give you any grief about
no,
that.
No, you don't, because I get enough from Butcher. I have alarms for every different game time we could possibly have for the 5-minute warning to the scene set. And then I have alarms for different times of game times, and then there's one on here if I have an early flight.
I have zero alarms. I just set it each time, whatever time I need to get up in the morning. Like, I just, that's it. I don't have any other alarms. I guess I probably should, but.
This one never gets used. It says workout. I could probably delete that one.
Hold on, that's my phone. That's my phone. You've got my phone in your hand.
Yes, right.
So you're on an iPhone, right?
Yeah.
Is it the latest version? What version are we on?
Oh, I upgraded big time in spring training.
Yeah.
Big time. Hold on, let me tell you.
To what? That's like the, what are they up to, 14 something?
I don't know what 14, they're up to.
15.
This is the 13 mini. That is about the most advanced phone I have ever had in my life. As far as where it is, when I bought it, compared to what the latest phone is that's out.
Yeah. You got the mini, though.
I did get the mini.
Yeah, I got the...
Yeah, I don't need an iPad. I don't need to carry around an iPad
in my pocket.
I got the
Pro Plus, whatever, 13.
Yeah.
I think it's 13 Pro Plus. I don't know, but it's big. Well, you'll get there. You won't be able to see. You need the big screen. You'll get old.
That's why I have
an
iPad.
Just wait. Just remember we had this conversation. You'll be old one day. You'll be old one day.
I hope so.
Got to remember. Yeah. That's actually a good point. you play any games on there on the phone?
I really don't. I did download Tetris a while ago and Solitaire. I do play Solitaire on my phone from time to time. I downloaded Tetris, but there's so many ads that after a while I'm tired of dealing with the ads, and then I'm done playing the game.
You know, you can buy the ads away. You can.
Can you really?
Yes. No. Pay for a game and not have to deal with the ads. That's what they're doing. They're trying to get you to buy it.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Are you a texter or a talker? Do you call people or you just text them?
Both.
Both.
I would. I like to text for brief conversations. I have quite a few group chats that I'm in. Not quite a few. I mean, I know people that are in like 20. I have like 3 or 4 that I keep up with that are pretty regularly, or that are pretty regular.
Do you have any many unread emails or texts? How many unread emails you got? I got a smile out of that. How many you got?
It's a good crowd. Sold out, probably. 43,021. And 367.
Hold on. You are kidding, right?
367 in the red dot by the phone.
Come on. Oh, my God. You are not kidding. Hold on, I'm taking a picture of this.
So this is
going to have to be proof. 43,021 unread emails.
So when people...
What is going on? You know, there's this little thing. It's amazing. If you swipe over, it'll delete.
do that for 43,000. Well, you got to keep up with them.
How yeah, many exactly. spam? I mean, what do you? What do you got?
90% spam.
You gotta. Okay,
I do a lot of regular unsubscribing too.
I was just gonna say you can go, you get unsubscribed to these things, but
now look, the first three are from Rob Butcher.
43.
Bought a chair at Pottery Barn once.
We have just exposed 87 of those to the world. And 367 missed calls.
Well, see, and those aren't all missed calls. A lot of them are
snob.
Spam. Look at all these spam telemarketer. I'm not answering those. Get out of here. Oh, but these are all voicemails. 367 voicemails.
Sorry, the number you're reaching mailbox is full.
Oh, this one's. I just looked. There is one that's a Cincinnati number that left the 22-second voicemail. I should probably listen to that one.
This has got to be a record, folks. 43,021.
Well, don't sleep on the 367 voicemails. Come on.
I figured you would have some, but that is incredible. That's incredible.
Yelp's another big app I like to use.
There you go.
Yelp's a big
app. You got any surprise apps or that people would be surprised at?
I don't think so.
Wow. Well, I should have just ended right there because, once again, over 43,000 emails. We have just set a new record what we like to call
What's in Your Phone?
I feel like you're judging me right now.
I wasn't judging you up until that moment.
I'm definitely going to receive some judgment. But if anybody's curious about why I'm delayed getting back to emails from time to time, now you know. They tend to get buried rather quickly. We have that.
Seriously, I'm blown away. I'm normally not speechless, but that one is crazy.
Well, you know how here in Miami we have the QR code for our meals?
Yeah.
I mean, it takes me 10 minutes to scroll to find the email with the QR code because it was 5 days ago it was sent to us.
They got this little thing at the top. It's called search.
Yeah, that's why. But I can't remember what
mine's
the email's called.
Too. I just put in the park, Loan Depot Park.
I didn't know. I was putting in Marlins. It's actually under Loan Depot Park. Who knew?
So did you have to pay today?
No, I found it eventually, but I was just standing there clogging up the line for 10 minutes. Fine. It was a day game. Nobody's in a hurry. No, that's not true. I'm just kidding. I don't want people thinking that I'm a jerk that doesn't care about other people's time. That was a joke.
I'm glad you clarified that. All right, this has been fun. This has been very fun and impromptu, and you never know what's going to happen. This was a...
I fully expected more questions about the DJing background.
Well, we will save that for another time.
Yeah. No, I thought...
Because we're going to have you back.
I thought for sure you knew that already, so...
No, I had no idea you were a DJ.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that
They tried to get me to quit announcing and go do that full time.
Really?
Yeah, that's real life. We'll talk about that another time.
Pay's probably not the same.
No.
Probably a little more on this side. Probably made a good decision on that one right there. All right. He's been the dreamy Tommy Thurl.
That's tired. It's been fun. I've enjoyed it. I appreciate you having me on. And maybe I'll get to do it again sometime.
I think you will. I think it's definitely happening. A
couple weeks when...
Although if management listens to this, they might just shut this whole thing down.
It's very possible. But at least we're going out in a blaze of glory.
It is. It's been fun, everybody, to bring you all these podcasts for these years. And if we're allowed back...
Now, they'll allow you back. They'll just say, maybe don't have Tommy on anymore. Still say we should have called Herb Street.
Maybe next time I'll have to warn Herbie.
No!
No, I've got to keep that.
I've got to
keep that friendship going.
We need to call Herbie.
This is the longest outro music, by the way, in history.
That's
man,
good.
Go ahead.
We need to call him, and then see if maybe he can call somebody that's in his phone.
Oh, now he's got a star-studded cast in his phone.
No, I think that would be large.
Wow, I will work on that. I'll work on that with Herbie.
I mean, he's got a lot of great broadcasters.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure just stars in general. I mean, he's a big name. Big Reds fan.
Yeah.
Him and I go way back. I covered him in college when he was an Ohio State Buckeye.
Has he been on the podcast?
He has been on the podcast one time. We're going to have him back, though. And I'll ask him if I can impromptu call him.
Let's see that. It's the purpose.
All right.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks,
enjoyed it.
Tommy. We'll see you next time, everyone. See ya.